here at WPRO every Wednesday night, usually at the 6:50 segment. So since we have Victor Moffitt graciously accepting a later time spot, right off the top of the hour is Justin Katz from AnchorRising.com, chief political blogger, just because I gave it to him. How do you like that? You like that? You like to give out titles just like it's like I'm a king or something?
That's great. But shouldn't I be nominated or something? And then
I nominate. This is my world.
Okay,
Justin.
Right.
This is a benevolent dictatorship on this show. So yep. I just handed it out. Now you are now officially a chief of your blog.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much. What's going on AnchorRising.com tonight, brother?
Well, I expect in the morning I'll have a post up on your interview with Mr. Moffitt.
What'd you think?
He says a lot of the things that people like those who read Anchor Rising and listen to Matt Allen's show are want to hear.
Right.
But early on in the interview, I thought he doesn't seem to me to necessarily get the key thing that a governor has to get, and that is that the General Assembly is the problem. And saying that you're going to work with the problem doesn't really explain, like, how, you know, great, you've got these plans for instituting budget cuts and zero-based budgeting, but inviting the General Assembly to your room to discuss the budget before you submit it might make some interesting changes occur in the politics.
And it goes back to the whole thing of you know, first of all, the old saying, the road to hell is paved with good intentions, number one. But number two, it goes back to that he needs Republican representatives in both of those houses to back up a veto, to give him some political stroke.
Right. Oh, exactly.
Were he to be elected?
What's that?
Were he to be elected?
Yeah, were he to be elected. But on that count, one of the things I've been expressing repeatedly on Anchor Rising is mm-hmm. some encouragement at the signs of people running for General Assembly seats. And it crosses party. For example, Dan Harrop, who was going to run for mayor of Providence, has switched to General Assembly.
And it's a smart move.
Yeah, and the moderate party's candidate for lieutenant governor has switched to run for General Assembly. And that seems to me to be very healthy. I don't recall this happening where people said, you know what, I'm not going to go for the full-time gig,
right,
especially lieutenant governor, where I don't have to do anything, I get paid. But instead, I'm going to run for this office. That means I can only work really part-time for 6 months of the year and get harassed. And so it's very encouraging because it suggests that people are really identifying where the problem is and right. what needs to be done. So I've been following a lot of that. I also wanted to mention, we always on the show talk about Rhode Island stuff, but we typically have the full slate of national and international issues up on Anchor Rising for people to read, comment on.
Well, can you also mention too the citizen post where people can actually, and I always forget the name,
right,
of the
Engaged Citizen.
Yep. Thank you. The Engaged Citizen posts are very important for people because it's a place where individuals can have the spotlight for a few minutes. Explain how somebody can submit an op-ed piece.
Well, basically, all they do is they email any one of the contributors mm-hmm. With their idea or with a fully written piece, and we give it usually a cursory review to ensure that it's up to snuff.
Right.
And then we post it, and people can comment on it. And it's another way for people to make a statement and let others hear ideas that they may be cooking up.
Can they do it anonymously?
No, that's the one. You can comment anonymously,
mm-hmm.
but if you're going to rise to the level of having your name on the top of the blog, we do require that it be...
A legit person.
Yeah, be a person. And sometimes if it's somebody we don't expect one from, we'll find other ways to confirm. This is you, right?
Right. And let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. Have you ever had somebody who disagrees with the political philosophy of the blog?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
As a an engaged citizen.
We love disagreement, because we like to think about these things, and
right.
it gets kind of dull if nobody ever comes up with a substantive disagreement. And somebody who's willing to put their name on an essay and submit it has more than likely given it some thought. We're not about pushing a particular point of view. We're about discussing them because,
excellent.
You know, ultimately we think we're right. So,
well, that's right. And you know what? My philosophy is, and I think this is a philosophy of a lot of conservatives, is that our ideas are our ideas until better ones come along.
Exactly.
And you'd only get those ideas are refined by challenging them.
And then we'll take the changed idea, the better idea that we've been convinced about, and say, hey, this is conservatism at its heart.
That's true. Because it's a good idea.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Justin Katz, thank you, buddy.
Yeah, thanks, Matt. I'll talk
appreciate
to you
it. Later. Justin Katz, AnchorRising.com. Check it out. Actually, Victor Moffitt was here off the air saying how much he enjoys that blog. So check it out, anchorrising.com.